This is Churches in Action, hosted by KAAM Ambassador Tiffany Jones. Listen now as she presents natural, relevant conversations with popular Dallas-Fort Worth pastors, as well as other Christian leaders who will certainly minister to you and perhaps change your thinking on timely and timeless issues Texas Christians wrestle with every day. Here's Tiffany.
Welcome to Churches in Action. I'm Tiffany Jones, and I have the pleasure of sitting with Pastor Kendall Bridges from Freedom Church. Thank you for joining us.
My pleasure. It's so good to be with you.
Can you just tell us a little bit about your church and where it's located? And then we're going to dive into some really interesting current events that I think you may be able to help us sort out.
All right. Freedom Church. We're kind of the story of two churches. My family and I, we planted Freedom Church in 2007, meeting in a YMCA in Plano, Texas. But then 2 years later, while we were looking for a facility, there was a church about 5 miles away from us that was in need of a pastor. We were in need of a building, and through a series of events, we merged those two churches together, moving into the city of Carrollton, and that's where we are now. That's been 11 years ago. We planted Freedom Church and then merged in 2009, and located on 2435 East Hebron Parkway, not far. The ladies will know where the Willow Bend Mall is, right there.
Yes, they will. So have you been doing this with your wife the entire time?
Yes, and with our children.
And with our children.
We have 4 children. They were all a part of the church plant.
That's amazing, and it's very nice when it's family started, because it revolves around family, then I have a feeling.
Absolutely.
So you've been married. When I was looking at your website, I noticed you have a beautiful, beautiful wife.
Better than I deserve.
Tell us her name and how long you've been married.
Her name is Starla. We met in 82. We're married in 83. So you can do the math. I don't know, 36, 37 years somewhere. We've had our challenges. We actually have a book called Better Marriage Against All Odds that kind of tells our story of coming through brokenness into restoration. And she is the love of my life. She's the one who brings the spice to every single day. And she helps keep me centered and balanced.
I love that. Yeah. And I have to tell you guys, you can't see him, but I can. He doesn't look older than 37. So the fact that he could have been married for 37 years.
Smooth talker. You're a smooth talker.
I'm serious. I usually end up kind of talking about marriage. Sometimes I'm fascinated by how people make it work in this crazy world. And will you let us know, where can we get this book? I wrote it down. I'm interested in reading it.
You can get it on Amazon.com, Better Marriage Against All Odds, or at bettermarriage365.com.
If you could tell us one tip in your book that you think everyone should know, what would that be?
In order to make a marriage work?
Yes.
You know, communication. Ultimately, you have to have the willingness to stick it out. But oftentimes communication becomes one of the most difficult things, because men and women, we just process things different. And then you add on top of that personality differences. You know, you process things different. And, you know, Gary Chapman has a great book on the 5 love languages, and everybody expresses and receives love differently. So we have all these different factors that challenge communication. But when we learn to understand each other, gender differences, gift mix differences, personality differences, background, culture differences, and we work hard to understand each other, you can communicate better, and it eliminates a whole lot of the frustrations that most marriages deal with, because they just don't understand each other. Somebody can be saying I love you, think they're saying I love you, but it's not being understood because it's said in the wrong language or the wrong way. So communication becomes key for a good, healthy marriage.
While you were saying all that to me, I couldn't help but think, if all of our relationships in life could have some of those elements. I mean, I know you're not having, like, you know, living with everyone every day, but this kind of is a good little segue for me to talk about the news things I wanted to talk about. If we could all understand where we're coming from, maybe it's going to be different, but at least love each other in some way, it would be helpful. I'm curious to get your take. You know, my listeners, we try to figure out how to deal with today's world, me and my listeners, in a Christian way. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it gets difficult when you have people that aren't behaving maybe very nice. And I'm curious if you could help us out with this. So have you heard about Seth Rogen speaking to Paul Ryan and his children?
Yes.
Tell our listeners what you know, and we'll figure out what we think we should do with the Bible and what it says.
All right. I understand. I don't know the event, but I know that Paul Ryan's children approached Seth Rogen wanting a picture with him. They were fans. When he found out that they were Paul Ryan's children, he refused to take the photo. He refused to have anything to do with them. He spoke things against Paul Ryan, said ugly things to the children, and, you know, an unfortunate situation. You know, in my estimation, you know, you can have differences in policies, you can have differences in opinions, you can have differences in, you know, any number of things, but there still needs to be a common courtesy. There needs to be respect for one another, and that's one of the things that we've lost, just respect for one another. We may disagree on certain things, but, you know, having respect for another human being should be foundational in our culture and foundational in our lives.
Can you give us a, I'm putting you on the spot.
Sure.
Can you give us a Bible verse about respect?
Absolutely. 1 Peter 2:17 says, show proper respect to everyone. Love the family of a believers. Fear God. Honor the emperor. You know, we're just, there's plenty of scriptures that you could go to that give us the command and the guidance to show proper respect to everyone. I don't think what Seth did to Paul Ryan and his family showed any respect at all. And I know that some people are trying to find a way to get their voice heard and their viewpoint heard. And so they'll take advantage of other people, do something to get attention. But I think there's a better way. There has to be a better way. If we're a civil society, if we love one another, and love is the foundation for our relationships with one another, you just have to be able to treat each other better than that.
You know, along those lines of respect and love and treating each other better, also in the news, Sarah Huckabee Sanders was, they refused service to her at a restaurant. We have bakers not baking cakes for people. It's totally different reasons and totally different situations, but what do you think about that?
Well, the first thing I thought of when I heard that Sarah Huckabee Sanders had been denied service at the restaurant there in Virginia, I thought, okay, I'm waiting to see the moral outrage. Where's the moral outrage? Because there was obvious moral outrage when the baker refused to bake a cake for a same-sex couple based on their conviction of marriage being between a man and a woman. And there was this moral outrage enough to, you know, I think put them out of business. So I kind of waited to see, is there moral outrage? And I didn't hear that. It's like we have a obvious and apparent double standard in our society today. I don't think, and I'm adding opinion, so forgive me, but I don't think the baker did anything out of hostility or disrespect. It was a deeply held conviction about the sacredness of marriage. On the other hand, you know, the person that refused service to Sarah Huckabee Sanders, their reasoning was because you work for the President of the United States. I can't equate those two. They don't seem to make sense to me. And it does go back to this foundation of love and respect for one another. I think we can disagree. I think we can have differences of opinion. But again, if we're going to be a civil society, and that's not even bringing in, you know, the way Christians should act with one another, but just as a civil society, you got to treat each other better than that. I think there's a better way to get things done. There's a better way to get policies implemented and removed in our culture without disrespecting people the way we see people doing today.
Okay, so it was funny and that interesting in the sentence you said there's a difference between treating each other civilly and treating each other like Christians. What would you say is the biggest difference in that? Can Christians just treat somebody else that's not Christian civilly, and is there a divide there, or do you think, how does that, tell me how that works? What's the difference between civil and Christian?
Well, what I really meant by that is I believe that in the Christian faith, we have a responsibility to one another to treat each other with forgiveness, with love, with, there's got to be what's the word I'm looking for? There has to be
grace.
There you go. There grace. Has to be grace for one another that I think extends a little deeper and a little broader
yes.
in the Christian faith.
It's
kind of like with my own family. I'm going to treat my family with a little more grace than
yes.
I might treat somebody else. It doesn't mean that I'm going to disrespect somebody else, but I'm going to treat them differently because I have a greater responsibility to them.
I like that. I like that a lot. And it is different. I often wonder, you know, we're living in life. Bad things happen to us that are clearly not Christian-based. People steal, people lie, people cheat, people do all kinds of things. And then we are still supposed to, you know, treat them in a certain way. And I like how you just said that. That really is, that's really profound because there is a difference and it's hard sometimes.
It's very hard.
Maxine Waters, a Democrat from California, she was asking her supporters to harass Trump officials in public, which would not be civil. No. It almost seems like a lot of what's happening right now in the country just isn't, not only is it not civil, it's just not like brotherly love at all.
No. And we see that same behavior on a lot of the college campuses. Whenever a conservative speaker is scheduled to speak, then the way to protest them is to create so much confusion and protest around that event that it shuts it down, that they feel like there's a right to shut down somebody whose speech or opinions are different than yours. That's not the understanding of free speech in our country. Everybody has a right to an opinion, they have a right to share their opinion. People have taken it to a whole other extreme to express their right to keep somebody from speaking their opinion. And that's what Maxine Waters is encouraging, if I understand the story correctly, to harass Trump supporters, to harass conservatism. And we've seen that that's become the technique to try to oppose differing viewpoints and differing beliefs, harass them, to shut them down. And again, there's no respect in that. There's no tolerance. It's funny to me. That's a funny word because, you know, the party of tolerance seems to not be very tolerant to any other beliefs and viewpoints, which is ironic to me. But I think we've got to get back to a civil discourse, a playing field of respect for one another, and I think we can have positive, productive dialogue if we'll do that. Right now, it's just a lot of people yelling at each other, and nothing's getting done. Nothing's getting accomplished. So we've got to be able to come together and find a way to be able to communicate with each other in a way that helps bring solutions rather than just more conflict.
Okay, well, I'm going to communicate with you a little bit more about all this in just a second. I want to thank everyone for listening to Churches in Action. I am Tiffany, talking with Pastor Kendall.